T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Good morning. Happy Friday. Thank you for being here. You'll be rewarded at 7 o'clock. Your chance at Daryl Hall and John Oates tickets with Squeeze and KT Tunstall. And also 9K a day. We're doing that all day starting at 8 o'clock.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 24-Hour Fitness. Get your results your way and download a free 3-day pass today. 24-Hour Fitness. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Here's what's happening. It looks like tomorrow is Chinese New Year.
Mm.
Now, you may have heard China in the news recently. Something going on called a coronavirus.
Sounds bad.
Yeah.
So the coronavirus, if you haven't heard of this, it's scary because it seems to be killing people in China, and now it's turning up here in the States.
There's a guy in Seattle who has it, and then someone who's getting tested for it in Texas.
They're doing some stuff even at a SFO.
Oh, boy.
Coronaviruses cause disease in mammals and birds that include diarrhea in cows and pigs and upper respiratory disease in chickens. In humans, the virus causes respiratory infections, often mild, but in rare cases, potentially lethal. And that appears to be what we're dealing with now. It's killing people.
Yeah. I think they said 26 deaths on CBS this morning.
Something like that, yeah.
Yikes.
So they've got a lot of stuff on lockdown
over
there.
Yeah, I do have that. So they say right now the coronavirus scares spread in the U.S. China scrambles to contain the outbreak. 26 dead so far. And as they get ready to celebrate their new year.
Which they say is one of the biggest travel holidays, or is the biggest travel holiday. Like everybody, the whole deal is you go and you go to the oldest person in your family's house and the whole family gathers there from wherever they are in the world.
Wow.
And so that means people flying into China, people just migrating across China. And they canceled a bunch of stuff.
Right now, it looks like 26 people have died, hundreds have been sickened, and tens of millions are under lockdown as the virus sweeps across the country.
Oh.
So all of the celebrations we just spoke of are being affected by this. There's no doubt.
What are we going into? Year of the Rat?
Yes.
No. Well, yes.
It's Year of the Rat for sure.
Year of the Pig is what's ending. Year of the Rat is next, or tomorrow begins Year of the Rat.
Right.
Next is the Ox.
Oh, the Ox. Do you know what you are? I'm the horse.
I'm a pig.
I don't know.
Oh, this was your year.
They say this marks the first day of the new year on the Chinese
Snake.
Calendar. Tomorrow is the first day of the year 4717.
Wow, they've been counting a long time.
Oh, I'm a goat.
Oh, I think Vaughn just said he's a snake. Look up Vinny, 69.
How do you say that? Did he do like a hand?
He did. He went like that. Well, first he went like this. I went in the year of the fish. Is there a year of the fish?
By the way, Vaughn, while we're talking about you, yesterday I'm looking on the Instagram for a second, and he had a big event last night. I'm like, wow.
Vaughn, you got to tell us.
I wish you'd tell us.
I always tell him to tell
us. You
got to
tell us. We want to promote your stuff.
Here.
Get in here for our tongue lashing.
Right. Whoa.
Take that mic. Let me turn
I might
this
take
one, on.
One of those. How's that going to go?
I don't just hand those out.
By the way, Vinny's a rooster.
Oh, you're the cock.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you're a cock.
Nice.
Well, you're a snake,
and
buddy.
You, Vaughn.
I am a snake, hey.
So what happened last night?
It was a surprise. So cause I've been out of the loop from like back in D.C. and all that, just getting back here to the Bay Area.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They had a special edition of Blue Room Comedy last night. From one of my other hosts, and they did a live taping. Huge crowd came out. It was really fun. And he hit me up at like 2 o'clock yesterday and was like, "Hey, you back in town? We have a show tonight." And I was like,
"All right, well, that's
okay.
Well,
forgive
him." When's your next scheduled event?
The next one is February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day.
Oh,
and
Valentine's Day's on a Saturday, huh?
Friday.
Oh, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
so it's a Saturday night thing.
It's a Thursday night.
Oh, it's the day before.
Before.
Yes,
got it.
So February 13th. And then I'll be doing a few, DJing a few cabarets on the 31st. And the 14th, actual Valentine's Day.
So next week, on Friday night, you're DJing a cabaret.
That's right.
What does that mean?
Print out the flyers and stuff so we have them in the studio.
Will do, yeah.
What does that mean?
The cabaret is hosted by Honey Bunny. She's a amazing, I don't know, a performer with her clothes and without clothes.
Oh, wow. And without clothes. It's like a burlesque.
It is
I love burlesque.
So with this mic.
Jacked.
Okay. It is a very burlesque.
And you DJ thing. That. So you play her music, but then you're entertaining the crowd all night.
I can't hear you, but yes.
Oh.
So it's at the Skylark Bar.
Boy, that studio's falling apart.
There we go. It's at the Skylark Bar on 16th Street. So go and check us out every Friday at 8 o'clock.
Mm. All right, listen, Vaughn. Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. There
can
we
you
go.
Now? All right. Next week, as the 31st approaches, can you please freaking remind us about this and tell
us about
this?
I got you. I'm going to bring flyers and fireworks and all that.
Sure.
All
right. Oh, my God. Fireworks. We'll do those outside.
This is trippy. A couple things you're not supposed to do on Chinese New Year are no sweeping or taking out the trash because it's like sweeping wealth away and dumping out good fortune.
Oh.
There's so much you're not supposed to do.
Washing your hair supposedly washes away your good luck, too.
No showers at all.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to keep all the luck you can get.
I did my latest Best of the Bay. Use that Best of the Bay at RadioAlice.com. I did a New Year's thing and put some of those little, sprinkled some facts in, as well as some celebrations going on. I believe it lasts for 10 days around the Bay Area.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of stuff going on.
This is when they hand out the red envelopes with money in them, right?
That's right.
We have listeners named the You Sisters, two Chinese ladies, and several years in a row, they gave me the little red envelopes, and I have them all at my house. You know, I don't know what you're supposed to do with them, but they're...
You never opened them?
Well, you know, there's a dollar in each one of them.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, don't give me money. And they're like, no, it's giving you luck. And you're supposed to, I don't know if you're supposed to spend it or just hold on to it forever. I'm just going to hold on to them forever. It'll be like emergency dollars.
They say some things that are encouraged for the Chinese New Year, which again starts tomorrow, is lighting fireworks, wearing red, gifting people cash in red envelopes, and eating dumplings.
So you don't have to tell me twice.
I actually bought this thing, Bryn. Was I telling you guys? I don't know who I was telling. It's a steel, I guess I want to say, or aluminum, whatever. And I bought it, and you make dumplings. So you make the meat.
Oh, it's a press.
Yes.
So you lay the little dumpling wrapper
in there,
put the meat in, and then
put the meat in. And then, because I will spend all day long making dumplings. And sometimes.
Well, make some for us.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So anyway, so I'm going to, you know what? I'll make some for you guys now that this thing is so much easier.
Okay.
So I'm going to try it this weekend.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it's really neat.
I look forward to
the dumplings. Or you can make raviolis with them.
Sure, right.
There's one other weird thing that you can make. Something. Yeah, it's really neat. What were you going to say?
And banana or something?
Oh, and banana. That's what it is. Yes.
All the people who celebrate Lunar New Year right now are probably cleaning their houses.
Oh, because you can't do it tomorrow.
Because you can't do that. And taking a shower and refilling all your rice, the rice little thing, the little dispenser.
Mm-hmm.
Refill that all the way to the top. Your salt and pepper, refill that all the way to the top. So all the stuff, you have to make sure you get that done before the new year so that...
You're ready to go.
So everything's just set. And you set that precedent for the entire year. Huh. That's kind of how it works.
Yeah. So I was reading this one sheet I had. It looks like they celebrate the Lunar New Year in Vietnam and South Korea as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the same thing.
All right.
Exactly the same dates.
So are you doing something to celebrate?
Oh, yeah. I have a huge dinner. Well, I have dinner with Anita's family, and it's like 30 of their people.
Mm. And did they go to the parents? Is that the thing? You go to the oldest relatives?
We're going to a restaurant this time.
Oh, you are. Yeah. You're not even going to the house.
Yeah, we're just going to a restaurant.
People.
And then I have lunch with my family, my side. So it's, you know, how that goes, the couple thing.
So when you say you're going to a restaurant to celebrate Chinese New Year.
It's just a dinner.
Forgive me, but are you going for Chinese food?
Well, they're all Chinese. And you know what? I don't know what restaurant it is,
but you don't
is,
go
to
steaks.
Honest. It doesn't really matter. We're just there to celebrate, and we hand out the red envelopes, and that's just part
everybody's
of,
wearing
just,
red.
Yeah, but yeah, typically it is Chinese food. I don't know where we're going this time. I should check my calendar.
Yeah, see where you're going.
Through,
well, you don't have to say it on the air.
The Evites.
Did I do this story on the air that the story was Chinese restaurants are going away in America because the people that. that migrated here and started these restaurants and who have accumulated wealth through their restaurant, their kids want no part of them.
Mm.
And
it's
so their kids
are
going to school and becoming something entirely else. And the restaurants, when the parents are old
That's
enough,
sad.
They're retiring. They're
I love
out.
Chinese food.
It's yeah. trippy. It's happening.
This isn't
wow. just like they were talking about nationwide. Mm-hmm. This is a culture shift where these people who have found success in the restaurant business can't find anyone in their family who will take over.
Right.
That is so interesting.
Because they don't want to work that hard. They work seven days a week,
right.
16-hour days.
That's it. There's no days off.
Right. There's a little cafe that was by my house forever, and they just shut the doors. The children didn't want to take over, and these folks are so nice but getting older, and they spent every day, all day, on the weekends, even though they're not open on the weekends, but they shopping, cleaning, putting everything together. So I wonder if that's
like out of this.
With all restaurants, Vin, like, you know, whatever, Mexican, Japanese, whatever.
Huh.
Wow, that is interesting.
Really interesting. No,
How
you didn't do
fast
it on the
fact.
Air. I love fast facts.
I didn't do that on the air?
All right. Nah. Fast fact.
Billy Crystal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Turned down the chance to be Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story.
Oh, no.
So it went to Tim Allen. When Pixar found out, Billy Crystal called it the biggest mistake of his career. They said, how would you like to be Mike in Monsters, Inc.? And he took it immediately.
Right. Mike Wazowski.
Right.
Or Wachowski?
Wazowski.
I don't know.
Yeah, Wachowski.
That's a great, he's great in
My
that
daughter
movie.
Says it all the time.
Wazowski, Wazowski. Sully and Mike. Sully and Wazowski.
It's great.
That's a great movie. You know, I never saw Monsters University, the second
one.
I don't think I saw that either.
Yeah, I need to see that. I bet I'd love it. I love that little girl. And that
Boo, she is so cute. Mm-hmm.
I was always like, that's Isla.
Yeah.
You know, just little Boo.
And the second kid is, for some reason, the ponytail's in the middle. But Isla used to have them on the sides, and so it looked just like that Boo.
Yeah, just exactly the same. So freaking cute.
Hulk baby just has one in the middle.
Well, you know.
Easier. Sticking up the tie. Is so that why?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Mom just carries her by it. Holds her out at arm length so she can't get at her.
Because, two, you have to find a split down the middle and then make it Hotline. Like otherwise, you know. For Anita, she's really meticulous about making that line perfect.
Oh, boy.
I'm just like, pineapple, fine. It's okay. Just tie it up. It's good. Get out of your face.
I'm a barrette guy. I don't like the ponytailer. Like, I find myself going, you can't sit still well enough. I can't get this done fast enough. And I also don't like to use the
elastics.
She uses the rubber bands without a coating, so
they'll
tear the hair.
Yeah.
Why does she use
them? I don't know why. I guess she knows how to do it, and so they work fine. But me, every time
I'm... Oh, you catch all the hair in it.
Yeah, I'm pulling them out, and I'm like, oh, no, man, I'm tearing your hair out.
Yeah.
Bogus.
Remember when we were kids? I don't know if they must still have these. It was like a rubber band with a... kind of cut into a figure eight and had a ball
the balls.
On either end.
Yeah, they still have those. Yeah, at the drugstore.
Your mom wrap it around a couple times and snap the balls over each other. And then they came off like nothing. You didn't have to pull them over your hair. I should get those.
What are they called?
I don't know. Like rubber band balls?
Rubber band balls.
Just hair tie
balls? Different colors.
Oh, yeah.
I used to do.
They look like marbles.
All colors, ribbons, all kinds of stuff in my hair. But when my mom would put like one braid or something, I would go outside and take it out. And tell her that it fell out because I always wanted two.
Oh.
But for some reason, I couldn't tell my mom that I wanted two. Oh. I would just say it
She's
fell
probably
out.
Like, that takes too much time. That takes twice the time.
Right.
Forget it. I'm doing one.
You got to part your hair.
Get out of here.
Just so, yeah.
Cisco released a product called the iPhone in 1998.
They did.
It was a desk phone with a sliding keyboard and a touch screen, and it flopped. But when Apple launched their iPhone, Cisco sued them.
Oh.
They said, you can't have our name.
That's our name.
That was 9 years later that Apple launched the iPhone and...
Did they pay?
The lawsuit was settled, yes.
Oh. Yeah, we'll go ahead. What do you want?
It worked out. Whatever they paid, they've made it back.
It's funny. I wondered why they didn't just call it like the Apple... Like they call it the Apple Watch, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why didn't they just call
Music,
it the Apple phone?
Well, because they... I mean, that Apple Music is now a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the Apple Watch is now a thing, but I don't. They were trying to do that eye thing. I don't know why.
You know, Does I stand for intelligent?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I never even thought about that.
I know they did for a minute there.
Or
they were doing their web, their emails were done as me.
Yeah, me.com. In fact, I still have me.com.
Internet.
Oh, internet.
Internet.
You know what? That's what I thought I meant.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ah, who knew?
Not I.
Right. Jobs' idea.
Idea phone.
Oh.
Internet phone. Oh.
I'm running out of time.
It's an intelligent phone.
I better do this story real quick. It's about the wiener exercises.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do this.
Okay. I've never heard of a man area pump. Is that something that makes you muscular?
There's a surgically inserted pump. They put an actual squeeze ball.
That's not
ball
this.
Oh, that's
in
when
one
they,
of your balls.
When they had complications, right?
Right, and you can poop, that. And it like blows the thing up.
A 23-year-old guy named Jaquan Thompson went into an adult store in Houston on Monday night and stole 21 pieces of lingerie, lube, beads that apparently you sit on, and a man area pump called the fireman pump. Some kind of exerciser. Mm-hmm. I don't know it.
So that you work it out.
It's about $1,100 worth of merchandise in total. They tracked him down and he's been arrested. But that was one of the items stolen was a man area exerciser. Do you have one of those? I mean, you have
an
extensive toolbox.
I've heard about wiener exercises, but only from Tenacious D. They have a whole push-up regimen.
You have a whole track if you
want
to hear it.
I don't know it.
Maybe not the whole track.
Go
ahead, play it.
It's 48 seconds. You might be able to endure it. Here it is.
Yeah. That's a song.
That's a cut off that record.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a little comedy bits
in
there. You know, it's Kyle and Jack.
Have you ever, you've been around, have you seen, forgive me.
The push-up?
I've
never.
Have any of the men, suitors, have they showed you
there's
an impressive.
There's the towel thing, you know, where you can
the
hang.
Towel
you
rack
can, the towel hook.
Right. Okay.
You know, where you take your damp towel and you go, look at what I can support. Look at this.
I mean, this has got to be excited, though. I mean, you can't do that.
Yes.
Not.
It doesn't. It would just fall down to the floor. So that's the whole point of the.
I see.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.